Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. This is my third call in 3 hours. My installers were supposed to be here between 12 and 2. It's now about 4:30. Each time I have called, the customer service person says, oh, we'll have them call you right back.
Okay.
I have heard from no one, and I am getting very annoyed.
I definitely understand. Get this pulled up so I can take a look. It would help if our system would load. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, that always does help.
There we go. And, of course, the last two agents didn't put your order number here, so I may have your zip code.
Sure, they've been asking for my phone number.
That's
going to
take
order,
a million years, so I can pull it right off of your zip code.
Sure, 63130.
Yeah. That phone number search should be like a last resort.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're just giving me coaching material for those previous agents. 06-2021. Oh, my goodness. Really? Sorry, my system is... There we go. Okay, and then can you verify the name and the address on this?
Sure. Juliet Shayette, and the address is 7408 Washington Avenue, University City, Missouri, 63130.
Yeah, I do see where... The last Brandon that you spoke to had put in an ETA request at 2:01. It's now 4:30 and nothing. You take a look at this route. I mean, I don't know why they had it set like this. They have you and the three customers after you all set 12 to 2. It is showing you next on the manifest. I agree. As far as the route order goes, it is showing that you are next on the manifest. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, that's what they've been telling me since 10 to 2.
Right, so I'm trying to figure out if there's something else going on with this route. Bear with me just a second. I'm sending him a message. I'm going to try calling them. It's not usually successful, but every now and then they will answer the phone. If they don't answer the phone, I'm going to escalate this to corporate customer care.
Okay,
I'll be right back
thanks.
With you. Yes, ma'am.